I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Where's Waldo is one thing. You just have to look really carefully. But when the question is, where's Kim Jong-un? Lack of reliable information can only make you say, who knows? North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has not been seen in public for more than a month now. The rumors about why range from a leg injury to a coup d'etat. So as North Korea keeps us guessing, we're naturally drawn to stories told by North Koreans who've managed to escape the repressive regime, like Yoon Mi Park. She's a 21-year-old who was born and raised in North Korea, but she doesn't remember much of a life there.
I was surviving there. Every moment and every second was surviving.
Yoon Mi fled that survivalist existence with her mom 7 years ago. Now she lives in Seoul, South Korea, where we reached her at a cafe. Back in the north, Yoon Mi's father was a mid-ranking civil servant. To make ends meet, he sold gold and silver to the Chinese over the border until he was arrested and sent to jail. It was a tough time for the family, and eventually they decided to flee North Korea through China. But leaving did not mean things got easier. Once in China, a smuggler threatened to report Yoon Mi and her mother unless they would let him have sex with Yoon Mi. Her mother offered herself instead. It's a memory Yoon Mi still struggles with.
Oh, I mean, I had so long time to get over from that hard memory. That was my first day that I was out of in North Korea, and actually, I never knew the words at the time, sex. What does it mean, sex, too?
You didn't even know what sexual intercourse was about.
Yeah, and then I was so helpless at the time, and I just couldn't believe people can and what this can be cruel to us. People just seemed like I deserve it because I was from North Korea.
That experience was traumatic, and then not long after, Yoon Mi's father died. Things did start to turn around slowly when Yoon Mi and her mother managed to get to Mongolia and then to South Korea. That's where Yoon Mi is now, living and studying.
The first word I heard usually from people is like, you just look like me. You look just like us. And I was kind of shocked, but I'm so happy they are telling me that because they not many media is showing us as a human. We are just all the same and we are not different. But all the medias were so focusing on the nuclear weapon, crazy dictator, and it was
the nuclear program, and yeah.
Yeah, and the Kim Jong-un was being a fat guy, and it's so funny to the Westerners. And that was it. But most of the time, we forgot about the people who were dying in that country.
Yoon Mi Park hasn't forgotten, though. She spends a lot of her time raising awareness about North Korea and its people. And despite the nightmares she survived and remembers, she wants to keep telling the world her story and the stories of many others like her. By the way, Yoon Mi's English, she learned it by watching and rewatching many times DVDs of the TV show Friends.